You know, as I'm driving to the pool here, thinking about this, sometimes people ask me, especially once they come to a workshop for the first time and it's maybe the first lesson, second lesson, and they're smiling and their eyes are wide open. They're like, wow, this is so amazing. And it's like now I understand. And then so many people turn to me and say, oh, now I see people at the pool and now I notice, you know, when somebody's doing something good and when somebody's doing something horrible, and oh, I just want to go and tell them they don't have to swim that way. And it's like, ah, yes, I totally understand. It's like once we understand how swimming works, or let's put it this way, how good swimming works, or how swimming works well and how it doesn't work well and why, now that you've experienced this, not in understanding, but also you now feel the difference in your own body through learning these skills, you can never go to the pool with the same eyes that you used to have. Now your eyes have been opened, the scales have been lifted, the veil has been rent, and now we can see what we have a way to interpret what we see happening with other swimmers, and we have a way to evaluate who is swimming smoothly, efficiently, pleasantly, like inside their body, does it feel pleasant or not. We can notice now and have a pretty good idea that, yeah, that swim over there, they look pretty good. Well, but that other one, that person looks miserable. And we're more assured that we know what the difference is between those two people. So, yeah, once you come to lessons, you're kind of ruined. You can't ever go to a pool again without noticing other swimmers and having a sense of, interpretation, evaluation of what you see. So that's like the first stage. You're like, ah, I see. And then your mind is filled with evaluation, or to put it a little bit more moralistically, with judgment. It's like, oh, those miserable people, if only they knew. Well, the funny thing is so many people with bad strokes apparently seem to be content. Like, they're not like looking around and, you know, watch. Now that you've got a better stroke, are they coming up to you and asking you about it? No, they're not. So for whatever reason, all these people out there in the pool, they're content with their stroke, or they don't know that something better is available, or whatever, or they're embarrassed, or they don't feel like there's any hope for them particularly because they're not talented, whatever. I don't know. So people don't seem to be, flashing signs around saying, please help me, I'm a miserable swimmer. I teach this. I'm teaching people all the time, evaluating, but I go into a pool and I'm swimming somewhere, doing my own workout, whatever, I'm teaching people. I notice, but then I just turn away. I just let go. I let go of being concerned about that person's stroke quality. I hope that doesn't sound incompassionate, but you know what? They're not asking. And, they can see me there swimming, and they can see, or they see me there teaching. And, I'm there for them if they would like. They could come ask me, they could talk to me. They could send a message out there that, hey, they're looking for help. They could inquire at the club, is there a teacher, whatever. See, the thing is about it, help is available if they would ask. And so I just let go. And because swimming, people in the pool, it's really a discretionary activity. It's not a life or death situation. And for people that are already in the pool like this, I'm teaching stroke quality. I just let go. And I want to encourage you to let go as well. Now, you may have friends